This is what you should learn. Your judgments are always ridiculously bad. Self-indulgent, self-loving, egocentrism. There's a lot of names. All is pointing to the reality of me. Part of me, not all of me, because the one which drinks, that's this me, but the other one who is talking is my cultural existence, and that cultural existence is a part of we. So I have to understand that I am an animal and I have a human conscious. These are two different things, right? Do you understand them like this? They should be like this. Preferences, equality, no equality. If I let them do whatever they want, my animal is winner. How? My animal learned to talking to myself. Oh yeah, you name it thinking. You don't think. Thinking is what he is doing. We are talking in here. So, we have a long, long story about the judges. Page it and you will see that we'll come back to it again and again and again, because it's one of the main subjects that you should understand. You cannot change your animal. But you could change the other one. The animal should be quiet. You should stop judging other people. Should you or not? What do you judge the people about? What do you know about the people? Zilch. You know only about yourself and the ones related to you. They have some use for you. This is the habit of all animals. Yes, it's here, but it should sit down. I am in control. The educated one, yes. That's why I'm educated. Why did I spend so many years educating? Why? Because this is the only way I could know about improving myself. To learn from different schools, different teachers, this and that and that and that and that, and mainly from Rumi. He is my teacher. Why? Because he got it. He knew that his animal will die and his spirit will not. He made a role for himself to play. What is that role? To admire a guy who he has seen for a short time and he's dead. No, he is not dead. I love him. So, he is alive. Do you want to remain dead, and that animal, or you want to become alive. Your life should be useful for we, to help we. And it starts with last book we talked about it, with love. Because if you don't have that feeling for we, it doesn't work. That's it. So let's go on and continue the story of judgment. The Sufi and the judge, Peter.
How the Qadi was incensed by the slap of the poor man, and how the Sufi taunted the Qadi.
Again, I repeat, because I'm sure that you forget what I say. Here, I don't know why repeatedly he will write Qadi. What is Qadi? It's a made word nonsense. The word is Qazi, judge. He will not write the judge. He will say how the Qadi was, so how the judge was. Yes.
The judge was incensed. Hey, cried the Sufi, your decision is just, no doubt. There is no error. O Sheikh of the religion, how can you approve for a brother what you disapprove for yourself, O man of trust?
That Muhammadan, I don't know how it appeared over there. There is nothing like that. They added something to that because it's talking about the prophecy and things like that. Yeah. You see, a point. He made a point that whatever you don't like to happen to you, how could you like it to happen to someone else? This is it. This is the thing that you don't appreciate to yourself, you don't like it for yourself, you shouldn't like it for the others. Means, tell your animal who is calling for me, shut up. Look at everyone, everyone is like me. No me, yes.
Don't you know this, that you dig a pit for me, you will at last let yourself fall into the same pit? Haven't you read in the traditions, whoever digs a pit for his brother will fall into it? Practice what you have read, O soul of your father. This one judicial decision of yours was like this, for it has brought you a slap on the nape. Alas for your other decisions, what they will bring upon your head and feet.
Okay. That was my first point, huh? To call that me, the ego, shut up. The second point is, when you saw something like this, you have to learn from it. When you saw that your judgment about slapping me brought you another slap, you should wait a minute. Think about whatever your other judgments are, because all of them could happen to you as well. So when you are not satisfied with your judgment, when it is reversed against you, you have a very silly character. Yes?
From kindness, you take pity on a wrongdoer, saying, mayst thou have 3 dirhams to spend. Cut off the wrongdoer's hand. What occasion is there for you?
Excuse me, what do you mean 3 dirhams? Durin. Must you have three dirhams? What does that mean? Dirhams.
Coinage of some sort?
In other language, this is dirham. Means money. The coin. That's what it is. I don't know what the meaning of dirhams is really. Yeah, money.
Money. Cut off the wrongdoer's hand. What occasion is there for you to put the control and reins in his hand? O you from whom justice is unknown, you resemble the goat that gave her milk to the wolf cub.
I brought him an example. That's another story. And he doesn't need to tell you this story. The story is about a goat who is giving milk to the wolf's baby. What will happen? They will grow up and eat him. This is what it is. When you are judging other people, exactly the same process begins, because you judge them and they judge you, and you are killing you. That's the animal one. That's not the human being. Yes?
The judge's reply to the Sufi. The judge said, it is our duty to acquiesce, whatever slap or cruelty the destiny may bring to pass.
Aha. This is the conclusion. The point is, oh yes. Whatever happens to you, you should be satisfied. Because you do a lot of negative stuff and you don't know, you don't think about it, you don't care about it. Then it happens to you. Then you want to shout? No. Keep quiet, yes.
I am inwardly pleased with the decision in the scrolls, though my face has become sour, for truth is bitter.
The truth is bitter. Is it? To the normal people, yes. Because the truth is against your judgment and your wishes and blah, 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 blah. So it tastes bitter to you, to the animal. Yes?
This heart of mine is an orchard, and my eye is like the cloud. The cloud weeps. The orchard laughs joyously and happily.
You know that, okay, when you tell the people that sometimes the pain is good even. Don't nag. That was what he was saying, right? Then he realized that you think the opposite. You are not satisfied because what? I should be happy because I'm sad? Yes. Look at the garden. Or for you, I will change it. Look at the streets here in Vancouver. What do you see? Huh? If you want to nag, it's raining. It rains a lot. If you are honestly looking at it, this is one of the most beautiful environment, and we have the greenery without watering it because it's raining. He says, look at the garden. The cloud is crying. It's raining. But the garden is happy because there is the water. This is it. Something which is bad for you could be good for everyone. Then is it bad or good? Oh, this is the point, yes?
In a year of drought, The orchards are reduced to death and agony by the sun, La